Hello, everybody, and welcome to the end of DestroParods.com Worst Movies Ever Month. Thank fuck.
Once again, thank you, Dead Man, for choosing this month's theme. And thank you, Starchild.
Hey, the way I see it, I win because I have a movie worthy of Comic Book Guy's seal of approval as the worst movie ever.
These are all worst movies ever. All of them.
I think Showgirls by far takes the title of the four contenders, though.
Yeah, but of the four contenders from a list of God knows how many that we only took from the 1980s up. This is a lot of qualifying statements, but that worst movie ever quote. Or the worst movie ever pin on Showgirls.
When boobs can't save a movie, what else can?
Yeah, at some point we're going to need just... I don't even want to think about it. But anyway, today, let's watch Jaws 4, The Revenge. I don't know why I picked this one.
As far as I've heard, it's a good one, though. Like, a good bad one.
It can't possibly be as bad as Showgirls was.
No, it can't.
You know, we have to stop saying statements like this, because remember The Room... Remember when you watched this and you said nothing else this month could possibly be this bad?
Yeah.
Then Showgirls happened.
I said that, yes. But hey, that means the statement skips a week, so then there's nothing coming else up after this in terms of worst movies ever, so hey, we're golden.
Except the double tap.
The double tap is in March.
The double tap is in March.
Fuck you, I forgot about that. Okay, in March, the site's shutting down. We're gonna burn it all. Kill everyone involved.
I worked so hard on that new store, too.
I highly suspect that we will have bounty hunters trying to kill us.
Oh, I already have like 7. Yeah, so anyway, I'm the Dead Man.
I'm Boviwan.
And I'm Starchild.
Sorry to skip you introducing us, just we've gone a little bit long.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, so you're watching Jaws 4, as always, brought in on VLC Media Player. We have the movie paused at 15 seconds, that's right after the Universal logo goes away. So you should hit play, and then cuts to a movie. I don't know, I'm just praying this can't be as bad as Showgirls, right? It can't be.
It can't be. I've seen enough of it from Nostalgia Critic clips to know it's entertainingly bad, so.
I thought I'd seen enough from Nostalgia Critic clips for The Room that I thought it'd be entertainingly bad. And Battlefield Earth.
Earth was entertainingly bad.
It was... Let's just watch the fucking movie. And pray that I never forget that we did this already and then go back to saying, hey, let's do more worst movies ever. Yeah, so 15 so it's 15 seconds right at Universal on VLC. You guys ready?
Ready.
Yeah.
Okay. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Is this one with big jaws? Does this have big jaws?
No, it has the crocodile from Lake Placid.
Ah, is he going to team up with Jaws to fight the other big Jaws?
Well, actually, it's going to be Jaws, the crocodile from Lake Placid, and the orca from Orca Killer Whale going to fight Big Jaws.
Ah, that's sweet.
Yeah, oh man, we need to watch Orca. Sorry, I'm just thinking of other better movies we could be watching right now. And wasting no time. Just underwater, then Jaws music.
This time it's going to eat the whole town.
Yep, just fuck all of you.
He's making a list, checking it twice, going to find out who'd taste good with spice. Everybody knows the shark's coming to town.
Yeah. He's actually in league with Moriarty from League of Extraordinary Gentlemen to try to bomb this entire town and make it sink into the sea. Michael Caine.
Michael Caine. As Hoagie.
It's Hoagie.
If you say Michael Caine, it's you're basically saying Michael Caine's name in his voice.
Yeah.
Michael Caine.
Well, I can't wait for Jaws to be taken down by Hoagie's heroes. Sergeant Slaughter punches him in the face. I don't fucking know anything about Hogan's Heroes. Except for that Robot Chicken sketch. And why does it keep surfacing?
I know not sink.
Why does he keep going? Why does Joss keep going up and down in the water? Seriously. It's like, oh, hey, he's above
a female
water.
Shark.
It's like, oh, hey, he's above water. Then it fade cuts to him underneath water, and then he rises again. Was he drunk? Because he was wavering there a bit at the end.
I think already. I already explained that he's having sex. He's having shark sex.
Oh, just
however that works.
For a second there, I thought that was just I thought we'd actually accidentally started playing Piranha. You know, that's an entertainingly bad movie with tits in it.
Piranha 3 Double D.
Now that's an entertaining movie. Double D is terrible. D is terrible but funny.
Oh, it's that kid who kept trying to get himself eaten in the first movie.
Wait.
He grew up retarded.
Hey, I take offense to that.
So, you've got bunch of grandkids, but your son is here with you.
Yeah. Well, Brody had two kids.
Oh.
Yeah, and
he's the guy who doesn't leave his mother's basement.
Yeah, wait a minute. In Jaws 3, it had both Brody's in Jaws 3. And it, whatever. It,
I didn't even remember there was two kids for some reason. Now I do.
Yeah, I should really stop trying to remember the fucking Jaws continuity.
I only ever watched the first one before this.
He lives with his mother, and he's a cop.
Yeah, like his dad before him.
Here's the $50 we agreed on. Thanks for playing along.
And there's the Rob Schneider. There's the Roy Schneider cameo. Or whatever the fuck the guy's name is. I can't remember. It's Roy Schneider, right?
I don't know.
Hey! I just got another $20. And there's another 20. $60 in this movie. $80. He just raked it in from this movie. Hey, $120.
Hey. We've broken 100.
And wait.
There we 140. Go 160. Ah. 180.
180.
One more.
Will we break 200?
200.
There we go. 200.
Yeah. His eyes are piercing my soul.
This movie is officially past go.
What a terrible choir.
Oh, yeah. What a terrible everything.
Yeah. Those kids are clearly not playing that drum line.
Oh, no, they are terrible. I'll bet you anything that guy with the megaphone is like direct everything. His kid's in that choir, and he actually beats the kid if he doesn't sing properly. Oh, God, look, it sounds terrible.
It does. It sounds god-awful.
would not want to hear what it sounded like when you were a shepherd kid.
Because, like, I've heard grade 7 school bands do better.
I've heard fucking kindergartners do better.
And now he's off in a boat alone.
Yeah. And he's a Brody.
Danny. I'ma eat you. I'ma eat that hairy leg. I'ma eat that one too.
Sweet, what's he looking for?
That. It's broken. Sweet. And he has to fix Sweet. It.
He was scanning the water with the searchlight for a big blinking red light.
Yes.
Amity Police Department. The standard in law enforcement.
He's looking for what's attached to it.
So why was he searching for it? Like, he's looking, like, it's like, oh, there's something attached to a channel marker. I better search for the big blinking light with my big other light.
Why can we still hear that god-awful music?
because horribleness radiates out into the sea. It figures that the soundtrack to his death would be horrible, children.
I'm gonna eat you.
What? Why was there already blood in the water? And that
shit. Wow, he's awful calm about his arm being not torn off.
Yeah. Yeah, the director's probably just like, move the coat over, we can still see your arm. There was already blood on the shark when he jumped in.
Oh.
I don't feel much sympathy. He's kind of a moron.
Yes. Yes. Oh my god, a shark just jumped out of the water and bit me. I should lean over the side of my boat. Also, you know, hey, I'm on a boat. I should just drive it back to shore.
I can't blame the shark, though, you know. I can't resist the taste of bacon, either.
Especially Brody. Wait, especially Brody brand bacon. Wait. Actually, I'm just starting to realize something. I'm starting to ask something. Why was he wearing a yellow raincoat?
Good question.
Was supposed to be a callback.
Oh, look, he dislodged it. Good job.
It was supposed to be a callback to like the orange, like the big yellow raft that was that the first kid was riding on when he was eaten in the original Jaws movie. Wait, what? They sure managed to recover his body pretty fast from the belly of that shark. Not even a scene of you trying to find it. Just hey. Here it is. Yes, take his piece. It's not like it's police issue or anything. But then again, judging from the fact that Amity's a pretty small-ass town, I'm guessing that everyone actually has to provide their own gun. Except for that one cop who can only afford a stick. Seriously, the taxi company? Just a station wagon with John's taxi taped onto the side of it.
Look at where they are.
True. Hello, I'm from the 80s.
Knight Rider.
Yeah. Okay, me and Kid will have a talk to her. Who the fuck are these people? Seriously, who are you?
Wow.
Wow, that kid must have been drunk.
Parenting.
Yeah. I guess intelligence drops every generation of the Brody lineage. That if that kid lives long enough to be able to reproduce, her kids will be like retarded.
They will be Lindrosian.
They'll be Glenn Beck.
That is awkward looking.
Yeah, I was gonna ask, like, are you gonna make out with your son now? What's happening? Yes, it waited all this
fucking
time.
Fucking remembers. It yeah, fucking
despite
remembers.
Being killed in three different movies.
Yes, two of them involving your sons. Wait, her leisure wear has giant shoulder pads? And who just keeps their pots and pans in the stove? I'm not in the water, I'm in your kitchen. Is it... That's a pretty reasonable like request, you know. Hey, your father almost got murdered by a shark, then you got murdered by a shark again, then you guys almost got murdered by a shark last year at SeaWorld.
And Wait. Now your brother was murdered by a shark.
Yes, and actually your dad was killed by the fear of the shark.
And your grandmother was raped by a shark.
Yeah. And your grandfather smelled of elderberries. Of sharks. Ha ha ha! Everything is sharks. It'd be really ironic if, like, they looked at, like, the family crest, because, like, if, like, the Brody family looked at, like, their family crest from, like, way back to the day, just a shark.
A shark eating a guy.
Yeah. That's a good question. I don't fucking know.
I just like running off mid-sentence.
Yeah. I'll see you back in Florida, bitch! Okay.
Oh, I see. He was late for the filming of the next scene. And she's smiling!
Yeah.
She's grinning and laughing like a mad woman.
At her son's funeral. And CP tone flashbacks to the previous movies.
Those are worth $60 a piece.
Yeah. Wait, I think that might be the first one. Yeah. They're only flashing back to the good one. Because otherwise it had to be a scene of like, put on your 3D glasses now. You know, wouldn't those just fuck up this otherwise masterpiece of a film?
This
Amity drug. Oh, the drugs to cure you of demonic possessions. Jesus Christ! Look at the size of that thing.
I'm kind of glad Ninja Kitty isn't watching this right now.
You could choke a cow with that thing. Oh, that's why she was at the drugstore. She was getting her happy pills.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. They're just refilling her prescription. She got them right before the funeral. She has to be like, oh, my son's dead.
I think they gave her some weed, man.
No, she wouldn't be able to keep her eyes open if she was actually on weed. Just, like, come on, she's old as fuck, dude.
I don't know, like, man. She's paranoid about a shark rape, like, raping and
shark
murdering her family.
Shark rape is not a funny matter.
Damn it, the drugs are wearing off. It's okay, Mom. Just here, have another injection.
Go, Shark Rapist, go!
I mean, she's on the water right now. The entire Brody family is. Come on, Jaws.
This would be a wonderful time to attack.
Eh? You get it?
I thought the shark's name was Bruce.
Get it? Like a penis.
Not really. And this is a shitty-ass plane.
And that's how you safely have a child riding an airplane.
Yep. On your lap. It would have been hilarious if they just had, ran into the parasailers. I've always wanted to ride a parachute. Hey, look, it's Michael Caine.
It's Hoagie.
Yeah. The Thermos. Now it's child molestation.
Seriously, you're letting the child fly the airplane. What the fuck?
Yeah, it worked for Batman.
No one's even batting an eye at this.
It's Batman, bitch.
You know, I have flown in an airplane with a man exactly like that.
Did he lose his license or something?
No.
He just had a sick, twisted sense of humor.
It's like, hey, want to shit your pants? Dive, dive, dive! Is this a radio song thing? Or is someone singing? Okay, thanks, bro, but if I wanted, you know, theatrical music, I would go to a show, but I just want you to drive the fucking car, dude. This is even more ghetto taxi than the other one.
Yeah, this one doesn't even have a name on it.
No, it does. It's just very, very tiny on just the top corner. It just says taxi. Yes. Your uncle just got murdered by a shark in the water, and your grandma had a freak out saying, stay out of the water. Let's go into the water. Fuck it. Okay, let's go, and flies into the water.
The water is clear. You could see if a shark was coming.
Now this shark
from like
is a ninja
mile
shark.
Away.
Ninja shark. His hair does not seem to be able to, like, I don't imagine someone with his hair doing well in a really hot climate.
He went from having Knight Rider hair to having, like, Mr. Brady hair.
Yeah. Well, this is a story of a man named Brody.
And his daughter does have hair of gold.
Wait, what is that?
It'd be real popular in the city of Toronto.
Wait. These people are horrible. It's like, your son just got murdered by a shark. I'm going to show you a shark-looking statue, and stand in his jaw, very foreshadowy and ominously. And she already had a mental break. Okay, that is her. Why is she in the water? She said, I don't want my family in the water. Let's go for a swim.
She wants to test her theory.
She wants to test her theory
of,
oh my god, sharks.
She wants to negotiate with the shark.
She would have smiled with some chum if that was the case. Oh, what? The shark wants some poon?
Shark rape!
Oh, it's a dream, isn't it? Yep. That kid must be either a really light sleeper or just awake staring at a grandma waiting for that to happen. Kid's a demon. Kill it.
It's her that's bringing the shark.
No, she is the shark.
Product of shark rape. She's half yep. bit, half human, half shark.
What the hell was that? What the hell is this? Listen to him. Why was there techno Jamaican? Hey, kid, this is Mario Van Peebles. He sounds amazing and horrible.
It's the first appearance of Auto-Tune.
Yeah. He's T-Pain's granddad. Wait, he hasn't taken his hand off the talk button on that walkie-talkie. And also, he didn't have any headphones on, so I could hear him.
No, you're not. You clearly just showed that you don't give a shit about the fact that his brother died, so he had to go deal with shit.
Yeah, because this isn't your tone. What's that?
Come on, man. Turn that frown the other way around.
Yeah.
Let's go smoke a doobie, man.
Yeah. Every dread in his hair is actually a doobie.
Joint storage inside of his dreads.
Yeah. It's an add-on bonus to having the dreads, you know. We get installed like the Wi-Fi.
Speaking of Wi-Fi.
Wait, what the hell kind of head thing is that? It's just, it's a plant on a spring. What?
It looks like mistletoe.
Yes, that's a proper thing for a child to have on, mistletoe. There's a child!
Well, how do you think they made it?
Well, I thought that was the thing. Like, parents don't tell their kids about sex until they don't know, until, like, they're old enough to have sex.
Yeah, but there's a certain age before which you could just mention it while they're in the room, and it'll just pretty much fly over their heads.
Also, having gifts in front of them is a nice distraction. They won't True. Hear shit.
Yeah, just be blah 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 gifts.
But the bad carolers have followed them.
Yeah.
They're being stalked by more than just a shark.
You have your granddaughter. And plus, you know, you did spend thousands of dollars for me to go to school to get my doctorate, so may as well use it.
Using it. That's not the point.
That's what she said.
Oh, hey, look, a shark. Just right the fuck out of nowhere. Yes. But be careful. But be careful. There might be sharks in that moat. Yes.
Prematurely.
Wait, did she seriously hear that shark roar?
Yes. I believe I mentioned many times. Well, roaring shark.
Those ears.
I sense a disturbance in the force. Notice how she didn't hear the shark roar until she got in the water. So... Well, your mom's a dumbass bitch. That is a shit-ass boat. Everything in this is terrible. The taxis, the plane, the boat. Get it? Because he's British. The fuck is that? Oh, it's him. Okay. I was wondering what the fuck that was. Wait, what? What?
Seriously, you're trying to use this movie to convince us that they put bombs on dolphins.
Yeah, remember the big flipper weapons project? Millions of dollars in putting lasers on, putting bombs on dolphins and lasers on sharks.
Are you telling me that I have sharks with freaking laser beams attached to their heads?
And explosive dolphins. Yeah, what the hell are those two other guys doing? Like, who the hell are half the people in this goddamn movie?
Oh, Michael Caine is hitting on his mother.
Yep.
Half the people in this movie are just shark food.
No, that's the thing. Like, half the main characters are shark food, yes, but what about the other people, like supporting characters who just seem to come the fuck out of nowhere? Like those people at her house when she, after like Sean died or whatever the fuck his name was. Like, just three people. Out of the fucking nowhere. Dude, your husband blew it up twice.
Obviously, twice wasn't enough.
And then your son blew it up with a grenade in a British person. Just like, what? What's happening? Who? I don't know what's going on! You grab it. Yep. Best way to learn how to fly.
Did he say 5 minutes? Does it honestly take your plane 5 minutes to crash? Can you do nothing right?
No. I don't know. They can't green screen very well, I'll tell you that. Seriously, that is horrible. So we're going to the jungle.
Every time he starts telling these stories in any movie, I don't think they're stories from the character. I think they're stories from Michael Caine.
Yeah. Just
I think they're stories from Alfred and Batman.
Yeah, that's the thing. Michael Caine is actually just Alfred. He just crossed...
He knows like, the actual Batman.
Yeah, after Alfred was actually introduced in the comics, he somehow came over to our world, like... like got younger and then started acting. Yeah, it's where people get high as fuck. What is... What's your bungee? Is that a drug thing?
No.
Wow, that sounded like a techno Steve Buscemi.
Yeah. Mr. Pink through autotune. Oh, fuck! How did you not see that?
That shark is so oddly shaped.
Yeah. Oh my god, I feel it!
Oh my god, that was terrible.
What is with
that.
This music?
That's terrible! What is
this music horrible too? No one's doing anything about this. And why is there blood in the water?
The blood?
And how do you have a psychic link to the shark? Maybe your psychic powers are brought on by your shoulder pads.
They act as an antenna.
Yeah. Like metal fillings in your teeth picking up radio waves. That's why they fell out of style. Everyone's too sick of being psychic. Wait. Yes, get out of your life where your son died an indeterminate amount of time ago. Okay, what the hell is this guy's backstory?
I don't know.
Who is
he's done
who is
everything.
Hoagie? It's only a shark made of some kind of rubber. She'll get all peeved off that I'm hanging out with Great White. She has a bad influence on me. Gosh, she's such
oh
a narc.
God. It was Seamus.
The music in this movie is really weird. Oh yeah, and it's Christmas. That's not creepy at all.
Hang on. Before I come to bed, I want to see if my mom's going to get laid.
Yeah, just hanging out shirtless, staring at the window, waiting for your mother to come home from her date.
And what you don't see is the fact that he's now actually rubbing his nipples.
Seriously, you have a wife.
Who telling you to come to bed.
Just took off her panties.
Yeah, who literally slingshotted her panties at you.
Thank God I got started with the nipple rubbing.
As soon as then they'll hear car door open, and it's like, oh, was that spell getting laid? This movie just opens itself up to so many.
He's thinking about his mother, Michael Caine, right now.
Yeah.
He's thinking about Batman and Alfred Eiffel towering his mom.
Batman doesn't Eiffel Tower. He is the Eiffel Tower. He's everything, ain't it?
That's a fancy looking casino for such a shitty town.
Yeah, well, this is a new town or something. I don't know. I don't fucking know what's going on. I don't know where anybody is.
Yeah, I mean,
like, it's not that fancy looking a casino.
Then the rest of this movie's gonna be about him trying to, like, about him getting the shark to help him run away from, like, the hotel security. Snake eyes. Fuck.
What about your point of view? From my point of view, it's fucking terrible.
Yeah. I'm now $20,000 in debt. Thanks for asking. You could have just thrown the fucking dice and helped me out. But no! Who's Louisa? What is going on?
Apparently it's the new year.
There is no passage of time in this movie. He went out of his way to try to bring up that shark. Doing everything he can to just piss off fucking Brody Jr.
He's gonna have to, you know, whip him.
Hey, I didn't bring this race. You did.
The beatings will continue until morale improves.
It's just, Michael Caine's gonna fuck my mom and I wanted to. God. What did you just say, dude? Come on, Mario Van Peebles. You're better than this. Or are you? I don't know who the fuck you are, really. Yeah, seriously, this is so creepy!
He is scarily attached to his mother.
Oh, God.
We're gonna get some, like, straight-up Norman Bates shit going on here soon.
Yeah. A boy's best friend is his mother.
The first time Michael Caine and his mom get together, he's going to be standing in the closet just watching.
Rubbing his nipples.
With a knife.
No, he's going to masturbate with the knife.
Oh, God. Yeah, oh, God. It'd be like skinning a carrot.
I was actually thinking he might be Gaddafi-ing himself.
That means
Gaddafi had a knife shoved up his ass.
Oh, what is wrong with you, dude?
Clearly too much that professional help is just not even an option anymore.
Creepy.
Son, why do you have a boner?
Yeah, it's like, oh, it's not a boner, that's just my knife. I mean, what?
You can't help a slow dance, chubby.
That's what that is?
I thought he was just trying to create, like, a new style of bong.
Yeah.
Actually, we know a lot about great white sharks.
Yeah. And that harpy was pretty fast.
Call me back when you're learning about giant squid.
Yeah. Wait, why is he adjusting things if it was working fine? unless you're here for revenge. But we don't want to do this together for some reason. And why does he have techno voice? He had techno voice there for a second.
I heard that too.
Okay, yeah, this isn't as bad as Showgirls, but it's still really fucking boring.
But
I studied this because I wanted to find and fuck a mermaid, damn it. And I still will one day.
It's because the shells remind me of vaginas.
My mom's vagina.
Too far, dude.
It was going there eventually.
Those are words that Dead Man does not understand.
Did you hide your weed?
Within your Jufro.
Yeah. Seriously, look at that thing. It's gotten so much more Jew. What?
The shark is, I guess, the reincarnation of Hitler, then?
Yeah,
the more
I don't
Jewish
know.
His hair looks, the more the shark wants to kill him.
I have no goddamn idea, dude. Like, seriously, why does she think this is the same shark when... I'm guessing she knows for a fact the shark is dead. It blew up. Like,
thrice.
When Birdie got home, I'm guessing he, you know, regaled him with a tale where he said, "Smile, you son of a..." and then shot it. And it fucking exploded.
Those are Dr. Horrible goggles.
Yes, they are. So, I don't fucking know, dude. I am lost. You know, hell, even if I was paying attention to this goddamn movie, I'd still probably be lost. We have no time for sex, damn it.
This looks like a Klingon mating ritual.
Yeah. But they better use protection or else they get the Nakat. Or something else that's to do with Klingons. I don't fucking know. I don't watch Star Trek.
Next thing he has to do is pace around her like a tiger while growling.
Oh. Yeah. Then they pull the weird blades, start cutting into each other. Yes, just
all right
in the,
then.
Yeah, just fuck it in the garage, which is open, with your daughter still around. So wait a minute, what's he doing?
Trying to get the shark. But in reality, he's going to get eaten by the shark.
That doesn't look safe. Like, in the slightest. Shark! Very, very slowly, but it's coming. Did this seriously ask him, do you remember how to
pull
rope? Yeah,
I forgot how to pull rope.
Don't worry about it, dude. That tiger looks... I mean, that shark looks like shit anyway.
I remember the heave part, but there's this part about ho where I'm totally confused.
Yeah. Am I supposed to fuck the rope? Wait, seriously? It disappeared? God, this is idiotic.
Couldn't be drawn by Chum. He's only there for revenge.
Yeah. That Chum killed his father. Did you just hear that? Did you just hear him?
You really expect that to stay.
The fake dorsal fin on that fake shark broke. It was broken. It snapped. It was holding on by threads. Good God, this shark looks like shit. And into another Michael Caine story.
Speaking of bones.
Yeah. Speaking of bones, your son kind of creeps me out. Bahama Mamas. You're going to steal a plane and not be found out. Which is why I've never let
really,
you talk.
Really? Because that bitch says, like, nothing to her, to you.
Yeah. What? What's happening?
He plans to unleash his bone on the Brody mom.
But it hasn't unfrozen yet.
That's the bone in his foot, not the bone in his pants.
Come on. Have your shark sense kick in and rip his tongue out. Seriously, you're hunting down a giant man-eating shark and you want to ask about your mom's new boyfriend.
How does his ass look?
Is he bigger than me?
Is he a top or a bottom?
There's like being pissed on. See, even that guy's just like, dude, seriously, just chill the fuck out, bro. We're trying to hunt a shark, goddammit. Well, great. Because of you, you lost a bunch of scientific data. Thanks, you creepy fucker. Yep. Totally makes sense. And oh, that was stock footage. And wow, that looks terrible.
Yeah,
you could see the seams on it. Michael Caine's always serious.
Even Heath Ledger had to ask him a couple times, though. Why so serious?
Did he ever have a scene with Michael Caine?
No.
But that doesn't mean they weren't on set together. ever.
Yeah. In fact, part of Michael Caine's contract was that Heath Ledger perform oral sex on him every day on set.
In front of everybody.
Just to put him in his place.
Yeah. What's my name, bitch? Oh, Christ. Yeah, that made no sense. Yeah, this is a pretty bad pick, too.
Yeah.
You'd think
my pick wins for the least terrible.
Yeah, you'd think, you know, worst movies ever would have something we could talk about. But nope, it's just Michael Caine jokes and incest.
He's...
Which, you know, is at least better than what we had with Showgirls.
Yeah. His beard, though.
Get it?
Just me? Or is his beard getting thicker?
Probably.
Like, every scene.
That kid's gonna grow up to be an alcoholic.
Yep. And seriously, and you get it. I'm pretty sure that was a callback to the first movie where, like, remember her flashback, CP Tone flashback?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And apparently she's gonna be transgendered as well because she wants a beard.
Yeah. Wait, why was half of her collar popped? I mean, why was half of her collar popped?
Why is half of his collar popped?
It's not.
Because I'm half a bro.
Well, seriously, look.
She hasn't decided whether she's going Guido or not.
Wait, she was...
Yeah, she was covering her eyes. How did she see when he did that?
Kid is fucking psychic.
Yeah. Yes, that's right. Mimic your father. Or I will destroy you! Now bite her.
Seriously, what kids take mimicking that seriously?
The Brodies.
Daddy has to find new ways to, like, Obi-Wan
Kenobi. Fix your collar, bitch! Just because you look like Max von Sydow doesn't mean you're gonna be a bro. Remember you guys when you used to work at SeaWorld? When he was dating the mom from Back to the Future? Come on, let Hoagie fuck you. You'll feel better. I know I do. Yes, please, that's... God, I don't even know how to describe what that sounds like. It's aside from autotune, yeah, he's. And for a second, the guy just sounded like Bruce Campbell.
Went through a radio, he ends up sounding like a bunch of different actors.
Yeah. Yeah, Mario Van Peebles sounds like T-Pain. The jackass underwater sounds like Bruce Campbell.
And sometimes Steve Buscemi.
Yeah. He's Bruce Buscemi. Don't forget about them bands, dude. Yes. Please get away in your yellow submarine.
We all live in a yellow submarine.
Oh, good God.
And suddenly it's the Hunger Games underwater.
Yeah, it looks like a fucking bath toy. Seriously. I had better looking shark toys than that.
Then again, look at how bad his sub is. It's falling apart to a rubber shark.
Yeah, true.
Like, the shark in the first film looked much better.
Yeah. That seems to be the thing with these movies. Like, this one, Jurassic Park, like all the sequels, they made everything look worse, even though, like, the first ones were made when, like, the technology to make these things look good didn't exist, really. Where are you going, dude? Just go up. Your boat's there.
Or you can outswim a great white shark, which you know you really can't do. They're fucking fast.
Yeah, and like he's at the bottom of the ocean. The great white is near the surface of the ocean. Like, what the fuck? That looks so threatening. With his weird tumor at the end of his tail. Oh no, the shark heard that. He knows where you are. That looks terrible. And why is there just shipwreckage? Oh, God. Jesus Christ. I sure think that's a hand puppet. Oh, good God. What is... Stop showing the shark movie. It's not good.
And we're only a little over halfway done this movie.
Yeah. And... Did he seriously, like, fall through the door and then fall to the floor of the ocean? Of that fucking boat?
Yep.
That's how water works, kids. You could see the shit inside of the shark pop out of his mouth when he hit that too hard.
Somebody's gonna get the bends.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Actually, perhaps not. He's not deep ocean diving, so it's not so much of a concern.
Well, for all you know, he could have been deep ocean diving, but it just looked like shit.
Yeah.
No, because of what they're studying, it's not deep ocean diving.
Mm-hmm. He's just in shock because that shark looks so horrendously fake. And now they're the night.
God,
okay.
Did you see its tail? Who thinks a shark tail looks like that?
I seriously saw the hand of the guy. I seriously saw the hand of the guy operating it pop out of its mouth.
I need my mommy.
Yeah. If you know what I mean. What monster have I become?
Maybe I should shave.
This movie could have only gotten better if he had actually just opened the thing to get like some pills or something, and then it closes it. There's just a shark in the mirror. That would have been awesome and terrible. Wait, is this? When is this?
I have no idea.
This. I feel like we need a running clock in the corner at all times so that we know exactly when everything's taking place, because otherwise I have no goddamn idea.
That's the thing. I don't think the director really had any idea when he wanted these things to happen.
Yeah, or the director
just
did.
Just sort of know he wanted it to happen.
Or the director did, and then the editor, like the numbering on all the scenes got fucked up, and the editor was like, okay, fuck it, put them all together. What's in the baggie? Did his mommy pack him a lunch? He's got a nice little boxed lunch for his trip to Under the Sea.
And a very strongly worded letter from his mom for the shark.
Yeah. My mommy told me to give you this, and stop bullying me. His friend just called him tasty. That is true. I'm a fan of white meat. And don't read too much into that, you fuckers. Oh, Christ! The scariest moment of the entire movie. I don't know what the fuck that is. What the fuck is up with these people?
That's early Al Sharpton.
Apparently some of the actors from the fucking Malcolm X movie came into this movie. Wait, did she just say, can I go on the vagina boat?
The banana boat.
Her mom rode the banana boat last night.
Aw, yeah. Thanks for telling us that joke, movie. So much of that happened in this movie. Just we come in the middle of a joke. Our way of life, crescent moon, and shark jaws.
And it's red.
Yep. And not at all menacing. The Bahamas is about death. Yep. She senses the shark.
Shark wants him a tasty child banana.
Wait, how couldn't they see that? Oh, my lordy! A shark! Well, bananas! Yep, doesn't even try to go for the Brody. Just, fuck you, I want this bitch.
Because they couldn't have a kid get eaten. Only the first movie had that kind of balls.
He can't eat the little girl because, honestly, the shark likes to have a choice between, you know, breasts and thighs.
Yeah. I mean, he likes to have a full baked chicken, not Chicken McNuggets. That looks... Yeah.
That's shark grape.
Well, you didn't see where he grabbed her, right?
Yep. And what you don't see is that right now, under the water, he is fucking her. there you see the fin. He's starting to go at it.
That's the thing that kept popping out of his mouth. That actually is dick. Sharks actually have weird mouth alien dicks. Yep, don't check to see if your granddaughter's safe. Just fuck it. Steal a boat. It looks exactly like your son's boat. That just happened to have keys in it. Who does that? Wait, I think this actually is her son's boat.
Yeah, so maybe she had spare keys.
When did her son come back? And now he's back wearing denim. Nothing but denim. Because I should have known a shark was going to kill you. Yes, you knew there was a shark in the ocean. Why are you so fucking indignant about this? There are sharks in the ocean. He runs like a bitch.
It's all the denim.
Come on, the Canadian tuxedo, man. When did he come back? When did he come back? Where did he park? Where did he park the boat? And why did it take so long for him to come go back and meet his wife? What is going on in this movie? Fuck yeah, I got an airplane. Did you just forget that? Seriously, look at that green screening effect.
Yeah, it is terrible. Like, I could probably do better.
Okay. Thank you for that scene, movie. It was necessary. Completely necessary. Yep, it's a big ocean out there, and you find her inside of 5 minutes. Just so you can hear the fucking plane. Or is that the boat engine? That was alien noises for the shark. This is the big ocean. That's why we're gonna go out, that's why we're gonna go out and then come right back around. Wait, how to get
now,
behind...
What's her plan for when she meets the shark? Is she just going to punch it to death?
Is she going to say, smile, you son of a bitch, and then do something? Shark will explode. It's a Brody family tradition.
When she takes off her sunglasses, the shark will just explode from looking into her eyes.
See? It's a Brody family motto, you son of a bitch. Yep, see, inside of 5 minutes. It's a big ocean out there, isn't it? Yes, it's Echo the Dolphin. Run it over.
God.
Jesus Christ. Her plan is to faint. She met the shark. Her plan was to pass the fuck out. Oh, a shark! I should swoon! Psst. good one. And they're dead. Yep. Just there's a bird in the water.
That's the EMP.
There's a bird in the water, but fuck that. I want a plane. It's the best line in this entire goddamn movie. And now he's bringing down the plane. Okay.
At least he didn't bring it out of the air. That would have been stupid.
It would have been stupidly awesome. To save your retarded ass. Wait, she still has shoulder pads on. I don't know why this is bugging me, but it's bugging me. I'm fucking British. And I'm almost completely dry. A bit damp, really, like I was caught in a rainstorm.
That's the joy of khaki.
Yeah. Actually, there's a Dyson Airblade attached to the side of the fucking thing. Helen, now is not the time for one of your goddamn mental breakdowns. Yes, a flashlight. Science,
the best weapon against the shark.
Yeah. Yeah, what's weird? Why would he eat the plane? Like, seriously. Shabba-da-habba-da-habba-da. Yep, he just died. That one little flash scared him too much. Except for all those times it crapped out.
Damn you, Windows Vista!
No, this thing, this is like the 80s. This thing probably runs like fucking Windows 3.1. And we're still hearing the beeping. Even though it crapped out.
And the engine was made by Ford.
Wait. You have a sailboat. Put up the sails. Does no one like? Oh my god, the engine has failed. We have no way to propel the boat except for these sails. If only we had a sailboat, which we do. Yes, that's smart. That's really smart. Send the black guy in the horror movie out into the very precarious position on the front pole of the ship. with a giant pole with a flashlight attached to it to stick into a shark's mouth.
I'm sure nothing will go wrong.
Totally! Oh, dear God, something's going wrong.
And the shark just roared.
Yep. Smile, you son of a bitch! Did the shark grab him by the belt? That was great. The Brodies were like freaking out. Michael Caine was just like, what the fuck is happening? Acting. And he's still alive. He's still goddamn alive. Apparently he bleeds pink.
At that point, if you're still alive in the shark's mouth, you try and shove your hand down its throat.
Get him to vomit you up.
No, actually, there's protective... Their throat's closed so that they don't get water in their stomach when they bite things.
Mm.
But you can force it back open, and then they get water in their stomachs, and it can fill, and they'll die.
He was walking like a fucking pissed off, child. It was like, there was a shark in my best friend. Yes, piss off the giant mating shark and just ate your best friend. Wait, why are you having CP tone flashbacks to an event you weren't witnessing? See, that will make sense. Kind of. And again, you weren't there. You fucking hear that? That was
fucking roaring shark.
Yep. They stole. Fuck that noise. She's fucking smacking Michael
Caine. Just slap Michael Caine. It's fine. Oh, roaring shark.
Where did that
listen to that goddamn thing.
Yeah. Where'd that roar come from? What?
I don't get it either. But
what the fuck?
They exploded that shark for the fourth time.
Yeah. Did that?
And with a stick.
Yep. They blew it up with a stick.
Piece of wood.
Well, you know, there was that spot.
A piece of wood plus science.
Well, there is that one. Well, isn't like that one spot in like a man's head where you can shoot it, it'll blow up. Maybe there's something similar like that in a shark that's like way more explosive.
That if you poke it with a stick, it'll explode.
Yeah, it's way more sensitive, way more volatile, and he's alive. Of course. By the gods of implausibility. Yep, he's now a Brody. Good question.
Yeah, where are the bite marks?
So apparently none of the people who were attacked near the end there got harmed in any way.
Nope.
That giant shark, those teeth were dentures the whole time. He gummed him to death.
Those teeth are actually made out of erasers. He's probably going for the lips there. Goddamn, bitch, we gotta take off! Get the fucking plane! He just said took 100 nuts to Nairobi.
Nuns.
Nuns, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I said nuts. Oh, thank God it's over. That. God damn it. Okay, fuck it. And now. End it. Cut it now. Fuck it. I don't care.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll say this. It wasn't as bad as Showgirls. But it's not much better.
No, and it honestly had a pretty slow ending, surprisingly, considering it's like Jaws.
Yeah, it was so boring. Oh well, fuck it. That's gonna do it for Worst Movies Ever Month.
Thank God this is over.
Yeah, I usually wait until the first of the month to announce the next month, but fuck it. Next month we're watching Resident Evil. Like, all of it. Watching the entire Resident Evil film series, because I actually like those movies. They're bad, but they're fun.
That's a good description for them.
Yeah.
Except I've only seen the first three.
I've seen all of them.
I've never seen one.
Oh, you are in for a treat, my friend. So anyway, thank you all for joining us. As always, you can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us at Death Star Parades. I'm at Deadman _D Parades. We have at Bo, you want, and Star Child. What was yours again?
At Star Child 13.
At Star Child 13. You can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/Death Star Parades. Subscribe to us on YouTube at youtube.com/Death Star Parades. Vids for myself. And youtube.com/Bellevion for Bellevion. And you can subscribe to us on iTunes, leave us some reviews, let us know if you want to see more of less of, etc. So, this week on the site, we're going to be having anything cast live. Please join us at 5pmeasterallgames.com/chat. Let's see everything about what we're doing on the site, everything. Then we're going to be having comics on Wednesday, movies on Friday. Wait, no. Games on Tuesday, anime on Thursday, as well as the anime club that we're going to be taking a look at Eureka 7.
Also, I have to correct you because you were a week behind. No anything cast.
No anything cast. When? What? For what? When? Oh, right,
yeah,
yes.
This will be. No. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I'm. This movie took a lot out of me.
They yeah, always so, no. do.
Yeah, so. Oh, yes, yeah. No anything cast this week. But then games on Tuesday, anime on Thursday, as well as the anime club. That we're going to be taking a look at.
Eureka 7.
Yes. And then that Friday we'll be taking a look or be watching the first Resident Evil movie. Which will be fun.
It will be.
The laser grid. The goddamn laser grid. Yeah. And then we'll also be posting within that week, the double tap commentary track for Twilight Breaking Dawn Part 2. I believe it comes out that week. On my birthday, no less. So, happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday. We're really trying hard to get you to kill yourself.
Oh, I am on the way.
This is the universe talking. Happy birthday. Here's a pile of shit.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if just like it's like someone just mails me a copy of fucking Breaking Dawn Part 2.
Note to self. Ship dead man.
You don't know where I live.
That, so it arrives on his birthday.
Yeah, so until all that, I'm dead.
I'm Bovi1.
I'm Starchild.
Sorry. Just sorry.